We have it currently appraised at $103,980. We're showing it with 434 square foot, and we've set those properties at the penthouse condominiums with that square footage. We've reduced them down to 68,764.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay.
Wonderful. So will I get a new tax bill? It'll be updated when it comes out, right?
Yes, and you'll be getting a letter from the county clerk's office explaining what we've done today and your right to appeal to the state tax commission if you wish.
All right.
Thank you.
This is the next person.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye. What?
Then the next one's Stockton, California also.
No, I thought that for a second too, but the numbers are different.
Both these next ones will be set, won't they, at the 64?
I don't have square footage on them, but they're asking for 84,000.
Well, this one here is 500. You say 84,000?
That's what I'm showing.
Yeah, this one here is 513 instead of the
513 square footage.
Is it? I think you got to break it up a little bit and call them up and say, hey, congratulations.
They're at 84,000? So they're asking for 84?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, they're asking for 84,000. They purchased it at 332,541 in 2007. I think that's all the comments I see.
Are you talking, are we on number 71?
Yes, sir.
We move to set the value of BOE number 2016-71 to 84,000.
Second.
84,000.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And what's the purchase price?
No, she pointed to you that she's selling two and she's selling one twice.
Mike, would you hand that up for just a second? Go ahead and explain that to
us. This property was sent in to me twice for BOE. The lady believes that she sent in the second property that, or she just changed the name of the file when she mailed it to me. And it's the exact same
property
parcel number and everything as this one. And she's wanting it to be heard.
We don't even have a parcel. Oh, do you have a parcel number?
I got a parcel number that we jotted down today.
Because she called in.
Because she only received one notice that she had one appeal today when she said she should have had two.
And we had no way of knowing because she just sent two in.
I can show you exactly what the email was. Oops. Right here.
So it's up to you to decide what you want to do with it.
And here is BOE Taney County 1007. And this other one here is the 1142. And if I pull both of these up, they're identical. That was the one that said once, as you can see up here, BOE Taney County 1007. And it has the 142 parcel number on it. And if I go to the next one, which is the BOE Taney County 1142 PDF, and it's exactly the same parcel number. She's complaining that since I did not email her back telling her that she sent me two of the exact same, she should be able to have the other parcel number heard. There is no way that I did not know that there's no way that I could tell that they wanted separate parcel numbers by their
email
address or email title.
Does it cause an issue if we hear the other one?
It does, because that opens up. That would open up accepting all BOEs up to this date.
We told two other people that applied after the deadline that they couldn't appeal because they were past the deadline. It is a little different situation.
But they had already turned in paperwork. She
had turned in one application. She didn't turn the other one in, and now she's saying that it was our mistake that we didn't catch that she sent in two identical, that we should have called her because she actually had a different one she wanted to fill. So I guess it's a matter of taking her word for it. Did she really have it, or did she remember later on that she had it? I don't have a clue.
I think she took the time to put this one in. Did the other ones already have another one in when they asked for us to hear another one? Okay. She took the time ahead of time to put this one in. I think it's reasonable, if we're going to make a phone call to her, to hear the other one. And it's the same type property, is that correct?
It's in the thing, but I have no idea what size of property it is or anything.
Well,
did you pull it up?
Can we just pull up? I mean, it looked like they had four properties.
They only had one property.
Well, he's looking.
Oh, you mean she didn't even own the other one, or
Minotaur. They only had the one property that they sent to them.
So. But they have more. I mean,
we're talking about Minotaur, right?
Yes.
Can you read us the phone number on the second appeal she wants?
08-8.0-33-003-027-001.007.
And what is it?
It's a 403 square foot.
I said 430?
403.
Oh, 403.
403 square foot.
So it's one of the, we've already said. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of where we want to hear it, and I don't care to hear it. If she sent them in at the same time, thought she was.
Is that one of the $64,000?
It's a $64,000 question.
Yes. Less?
Yeah. It's 403 square feet.
Yeah. And is this, how do we differentiate the, is it 0017? Is that the last four? Is that how we go by it?
Yeah.
007 is the last, 007 would be the last numbers of the parcel. I've got it written down.
Are you going to label it as?
We'll have to add a BOE number later. We don't have a BOE number for it.
If what you want to do is you want to make a motion to view that parcel number.
I make a motion that we view this parcel number ending in 007 Minotaur as we call her about the other one.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Give Mrs. or Mr. Minotaur a call. You said it was a lady, correct?
It was a lady. Her name is...
Pat Benatar. That's Benatar, not Minotaur.
Miss Leslie Vanderlei. Leslie.
If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now. For company directory, dial 8 or remain on the line to reach the office.
Please hold on while I try that extension.
Hi, you've reached the desk of Leslie Vandeway. I'm either away from my desk or on another line. If you please leave a message, I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Yeah, Leslie, this is Mike Schofield. I'm here with the Board of Equalization. We're looking at your penthouse condominium property at Unit 1142 in Branson. Our number is 417-546-7249. Thank you. We are a little... No, we're not early. We're right on.
I make motion that we... adjust the 007 to what we had pre-discussed with the others at the 403 square footage of $64,000.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Have call her and leave her a message. Just let her know that the one went for 80 is assessed at 84, and the other one we lowered to 64.
I just sent a text message to the office.
Okay.
To let them know that she'll be calling back just to transfer her in here.
Have we set this one for 84,000?
We did. We voted before we called.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
That's what they were wanting. Satisfied customer.
Yeah.
I think they own two others. There's another one that they own that's bigger over on the landing side.
I think a total of five they own.
Huh?
I think a total of five that they own.
Five.
But they don't want to send anything for those two.
Right, right.
Was it a management company? Did it show what they give for them?
Pardon?
Did it show what they give for them?
That one, I think it gives.
320.
Wow.
$199,000. Hey, you're at number 72. It's a teleconference. Asking for $64,000 for the appraisal. They paid $180,000 back in 2007.
And it's a 403 square footage?
I don't know what the square footage is.
That's what I show.
It's 403.
What was she asking for?
$64,000.
She's a satisfied customer.
Glenda Beach.
Till I call her. Or?
South Springfield.
That's not a Springfield. I guess that's a. I don't. That's what I thought.
Man, I'm about to go to sleep over there. Are you sick of more?
I gotta start over.
I'm kind of sick of more right now, too.
I'm gonna have to get recliners in here.
Automatic voice message system 573344164 is not available.